Prediabetes is sort of a new term to a lot of people. What does that mean?
Prediabetes means that you're at high risk for developing diabetes. It doesn't mean that you have diabetes. Once you have diabetes, I don't have anything for you to go back to being non-diabetic.
What are some of the risk factors for developing this?
So we're usually talking about people who have diabetes in their family already, any first-degree relative, someone who's obese, someone of color. You've had diabetes when you were pregnant. You might have hypertension. All these things are going to increase your risk of getting diabetes eventually.
But if your doctor tells you, we've taken this test of your blood sugar, it's higher than normal, you're not diabetic yet, but you're on the way, is it a foregone conclusion?
Absolutely not. What he's telling you is this is the time to act. The risk over about 3 to 5 years of getting diabetes is only about 1 in 3 of those people will get it. Over about 10 years is about 1 in 2.
Now, the Centers for Disease Control says 86 million Americans have prediabetes and that 90% of them don't know it. What are the implications of that?
So we might have a tsunami of diabetes going on in the United States. The less people know, the less they're able to actually act on this risk. So saying someone has prediabetes helps them understand that they're at high risk of something that they don't want. Unfortunately, once you have type 2 diabetes, we don't have a cure and we don't have a way to stop the cells in the pancreas from slowly degrading over time.
So for pre-diabetics, exercise, controlling your weight, and watching your diet, are those the three most important lifestyle changes you can make to change your destiny?
I would absolutely say yes. So being active, and activity can come in many forms. Of course, we want them to not just watch their diet, but actually decrease calories. That's the most important thing. Everyone says, oh, I'm at risk of diabetes because when I was young, I ate too many sweets. It's absolutely a myth. If you eat less calories and lose weight, your risk of diabetes goes down.
That's sort of the unglamorous answer. People really don't want to hear diet and exercise, diet and exercise.
It's absolutely right. And weight.
And weight. Should people take a diagnosis of prediabetes seriously?
They should. Prediabetes is telling you, I can intervene and prevent you from ever getting diabetes. It's different when you have prediabetes versus treating diabetes.
That brings up another question people have. Is there a pill I can take if I'm pre-diabetic so that I don't become diabetic?
There are no current FDA-approved diabetes medications that treat pre-diabetes, but there are a lot of medications out there that have proven benefit for decreasing your risk of going on to get diabetes. You have to talk to your doctor about that, but the most commonly prescribed one is probably metformin.
How big of a problem is pre-diabetes in our community?
Anything that's national is going to be times 2 in San Antonio. So bottom line, when you're looking at risks of diabetes, you're looking at prediabetes, it's usually about 1.5 to 2-fold worse in San Antonio. That has to do with our population. So we have a large Hispanic population in town. We just have a large number of people with diabetes.
Bottom line, what would you like people to know about prediabetes that you think they don't know?
Number one is that I see so much apathy towards prediabetes in our population, and understanding that this is not something that will happen to you eventually. It's time now to think of it just like you would if you got high blood pressure or, God forbid, but cancer. So you don't just say, oh, well, I'll take care of that next week or next year or in the next 10 years. What you do is you say, I'm going to change some things now so that I don't get the outcome I don't want. So just intervene.
Dr. Curtis Triplett of Texas Diabetes Institute, thank you so much.
Thank you.